If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning. If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
The next principle I call giving up your personal history. And I learned it from a man named Carlos Castaneda, who once said that one day, he said, I finally realized that I no longer needed a personal history. And just like drinking, he said, I gave it up. And that, and only that, has made all the difference in the world. You know the nice thing about giving up your personal history? Is that if you don't have a story, you don't have to live up to it. All of us have these bags of manure that we carry around with us called our past, and the people who have done things to us, and the events and the circumstances, all of this stuff that we use and we bond to, and we bond ourselves to these wounds of our past, and we identify ourselves on the basis of these wounds. And every once in a while we set it down and we reach in there and we smear it all over ourselves, and then we wonder, why does my life smell so bad? I don't understand this. When in fact, the now, this moment, merging yourself into the now, means that you may have been in a relationship. I had a woman from Holland who came over to see me, whose husband had left her after 25 years. She had 4 children, and she just had been on the verge of suicide. And she was losing weight, and she was depressed, and she was taking all kinds of drugs for it, and she was getting sicker and sicker because she just couldn't get over it. And she came to a book signing that I was doing at a bookstore down in Florida. And she said, you've got to say something to me. You've got to say something to me that will help me to get over this. And I told her this line. I said, give up your personal history. Merge yourself here, now, into this moment. And those 25 years are something. If you want to understand how to do it, think of your past as, oh, this hat. And this is your past. Now, you can't just set this thing down over here and walk away from it and give up your personal history, because you'll always have it there to look back at. What you do is you pick up your past and you embrace it. You understand it, you accept it as, I had to go through these things that I had to go through in order for me to get to this place today. And the evidence for that is that I did. You don't need any more evidence. You did. And then you toss it. You toss it. You embrace it and you toss it. And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggles or your difficulty. Give it up. Let it go. Embrace it. Understand it. Get help doing that if you must. And then move into the now. The next principle I call, it's from a line of Albert Einstein. He said, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. In order to work at solving these things called problems in your life, you have to change your mind. It is your mind where they live. It is your mind that created them. There is where you experience them. They're all illusions. You must change your mind. Literally, rewrite your agreement with reality. One of the things I had said earlier is that one of the most difficult things to do in the world is to admit that you were wrong. Admitting that you were wrong is nothing more than saying, I have been making choices with my mind that have created things in my life that are not working. And I no longer intend to continue making those choices. I was wrong. You don't have to make a declaration of it. You don't have to go out and feel guilty about it. You just simply say, it didn't work. The relationship that I was in before, I behaved in these ways. I didn't realize that it wasn't working for me. Now I do, and this is where I choose to be now. The secret of a successful relationship is, to me, understanding that you put your attention and your energy in a person on what you love rather than what you don't love. Robert Frost said it so beautifully. We love the things we love for what they are. For what they are. Not for what they ought to be, not for what they used to be, but for what they are. So when you look into the eyes of a person you're in a relationship with, whether it's your children, you catch them doing things right as much as you possibly can. That's oftentimes takes a lot of hunting, but you'll find it. And when you think that my relationship isn't working, remember, it's in my mind. What am I thinking about that person? And if I could just change my mind and put my thoughts on what I love about this person and keep them there, that makes the relationship flourish. And there are people who go through their entire relationship history with no anger, no hatred, no bitterness, and only love. The next principle is, I call it treating yourself as if you already were what you would like to become. In other words, you get out in front of your life and you see yourself as having already what you know you'd like to have and deserve to have. My children know how to do this perfectly. I have a daughter who wanted a prom dress, and the prom dress was way outside the budget that I thought a prom dress should be. Well, I thought a prom dress shouldn't cost over $20, so I do have a problem, huh? But I upped it to somewhere around $250. I don't know how much, whatever. To me, it was still more than I paid for my first house, okay? But anyway.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning. If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Care Aloha Bamboo Sheets now at CareAloha.com. That's CareAloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
She called and said, "Dad, this is the only prom dress I could wear. I've got to wear this prom dress. If I don't wear this prom dress," it's just on and on and on with this wonderful. You know, I saw a wonderful book about how to raise teenage daughters. The title of it is "Get Out of My Life, but First Drive Me and Cheryl to the Mall." All right, that's the actual title. It's a good book. And so I told Serena, I said, "It's just beyond the budget. I've got a certain amount of money that I'm willing to put for it." And she said, "But I've already seen myself wearing it. I've already tried it on. I have a picture of myself in the dress in my living room, and I've already showed it to the guy who's taking me to the prom." I mean, it was this whole thing about, and she already saw herself in it. I said, "Well, if you see yourself in it, then you're going to have to also see yourself as earning the difference between what I'm willing to pay." And she drew up a contract. She went onto the computer, and on the background of the computer, you know where they have these little background things they put on? There was 500 pictures of the dress, all right? And she signed a contract and said, "I'll babysit, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I will pay the difference." And she did, and she wore the dress, because she understood that you treat yourself as if you already are what you'd like to become. There's a genius in you. You have to treat yourself as if you already were that genius. There's something you're completely capable of. See yourself as already there. Then you'll act upon those thoughts, because the ancestor to every action, said Emerson, is a thought. The next principle is called treasuring your divinity. Treasuring your divinity. There's a wonderful observation that I saw from Emerson in Self-Reliance. It's about trusting your divinity, knowing that you are connected to your source, knowing that you are a divine creation and that there are no accidents. He said, "A man should learn to detect and watch that gleam of light which flashes across his mind from within, more than the luster of the firmament of bards and sages. Yet he dismisses without notice his own thought, because it's his own." In every work of genius, we recognize our own rejected thoughts. They come back to us with a certain alienated majesty. We often reject our thoughts, and we see the things that we think of as grand and as genius, and we reject them because they're our own. Treasuring our divinity instead of being terrified of it. Knowing that I am always connected to my source. There is no way that I cannot, because it is in you, and I am in you, and you are in me, and you can never be separated from it. There is no place that this source is not. It grows everybody's fingernails. It beats everybody's hearts. It digests everybody's foods. It opens all the flowers, and you're always connected to it. And finally, the last principle I call wisdom is avoiding all thoughts which weaken you. You know, every thought has an energy, just like everything else in the universe. And if you have a thought of shame, it will weaken your muscles. And what is your heart but a muscle? If you raise a child to believe in shame and feel ashamed of themselves, every time they think that shameful thought, they will be weakened. And if you have a thought of fear, and if you have a thought of stress, and you have a thought of anguish and anxiety, all of these thoughts and many more are the thoughts that will always weaken you. When you are having a thought that you know is disempowering you, shift it. Shift it to one that is empowering rather than disempowering. And the thoughts that empower are thoughts of neutrality and willingness and love, and ultimately thoughts of divinity. And when you see a troubled person who is out there struggling, at the highest level of unity consciousness or God consciousness or spiritual consciousness, you recognize yourself in all that you see. There, but for the grace of God, go I. And I am connected to that person. Changing your thoughts. I appeared on the Tonight Show many years ago, several times, quite a few times. And I remember coming home from the Tonight Show, and I was walking along the beach, and they had taped the show the night before, and I was out for a walk, and a woman who lived in the Northeast stopped me, and she said, "Didn't I see you last night on the, how could you be here?" I said, "Well, I flew the red eye, and I was walking along." And she said, "You know, we're moving down here." She said, "What are the people like here? What's it like?" And I said to her, I said, "Well, what are they like where you live?" She said, "Well," she said, I live in a very big city." And she said, "They're very pushy. And people are not very kind. And they don't have time for you." And she said, "It's really not very pleasant." She said, "That's one of the reasons I'm leaving there." I said, "Well, that's pretty much what you're going to find here." That's basically what the people are like here. On the way back on the same day, someone else who had seen me the night before on The Tonight Show, who had lived in the Midwest, stopped me and asked me almost the same question. She said, "You live here?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, my husband and I are moving here and we're looking for a school." She said, "What are the people like here? What's it like here?" I said, "What are they like in Chicago, where you live?" She said, "Oh," she said, "it's the Midwest." She said, "People are very friendly, they're open, they open their homes to you, they're very loving, they're very kind." She said, "It's a wonderful place." She said, "I love that, I'm going to really miss that." I said, "That's pretty much what you're going to find here. It's what you expect, it's what you think about that expands. It's what Emerson taught us. The ancestor to every action is a thought. Change your thoughts, and you change your world. Change your expectations, and you change around what you begin to manifest and see showing up in your life."
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? UBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create five-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.